Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:14. Yeah.
How you feeling over there, big guy?
Back in the saddle again. Post-surgical discomfort, I think is the official phrase they call it. But the oddest thing is Dr. Reich, a great fellow, Dr. Matthew Reich from Sun Ortho, told me the pain you've been in over the past few years, your post-surgical discomfort might actually feel better.
Oh.
And he was right.
Really?
He was 100% right.
That's wonderful.
I feel like I cut myself. Like, I feel like it's all surface pain. There's a little discomfort underneath, but of course I have stitches, so I did cut myself.
Sure, yeah.
Or somebody else cut me. But really, I feel overall much better. I have to walk with a cane for a while, so call me what you will. crotchety old man, I think I heard on the radio
I'm
yesterday.
I'm pretty sure I said crotchety or cranky old man.
Cranky old man or something like that. That's okay.
Yes, yes.
But, phase two on a three-phase rebuild.
I have a feeling, though, that hip might start feeling better now that you're not compensating for the knee pain.
Well, that's what some people say, but then I remind them the hip was an injury in an adult soccer game, an adult men's league soccer game back in the 90s.
Yes.
That I don't think healed properly, but I'm all for that theory, so I don't have to go through this again. So we'll see.
Hopefully,
But I'm kind of dressed casually today, breaking dress code the best way I can, just to stay comfy.
Well, you don't want to put too much stuff over top of your bandage, because there would be friction
pants,
and
like that. So
I think a polo and golf shorts is totally appropriate. It's summertime.
There you go. Okay.
Right? All right. Change approved.
Thank you. That's why I have you here. So many other reasons, too. But it is Tom and Laura. I want to thank Sean. Sean, I owe you some Angry Orchards, buddy.
I did steal the one that was brought in on our Try It Tuesday. Sean was so kind.
Wait a minute. They brought Angry Orchard?
Yes. Did it? Tom.
That's Sean's fave.
I know it is. It was a rosé, but he let me have it because I never tried it before.
Oh,
isn't
wow.
he such a good guy?
He is a great guy. Sean Carey is one of the nicest guys
I've
ever
met. I did bring
him
a present, though, for the last 2 days.
Well, that's what I plan on doing today, buying him some more Angry Orchard. Is that what you brought him?
No, I brought him in some Soupy Dogs.
Soupy Dogs. He loves
he was
those,
like,
too.
He does, and he was like, let me know how much I owe you. And I was like, yeah, friends and family discount. We'll figure it out.
I see Soupy Dogs and Angry Orchard going on his deck this weekend.
Right, perfect timing.
Or he may sneak them out to Alexander's and have them on the grill out there.
Oh, that's a good plan.
We have so much to do this weekend.
We do.
I had to come back, whether I could walk or not.
I was going to push you around if I had to at Beer Fest. We were going to wheel you up in there and make it happen.
This is what we need. Tom Morgan in a wheelchair at Beer Fest.
There's one in my parents' basement. My dad would let us borrow it.
People would
fine.
Be like, is his knee hurting that bad or is he that drunk?
Did you know that Milton Beer Fest is dog friendly?
Okay.
Murphy the Morning Show dog is going to have his first celebrity public appearance.
Oh my goodness. This is going to be... entertainment galore.
It's going to be so fun. And it's Thirsty Thursday today.
I thought you were going to make him my guide dog or something.
He is going to be. That's what I mean. He can pull you around in the wheelchair.
Maybe I won't need the cane or the wheelchair if I have the dog.
No, he's like, it'll just say mush.
Mush. Yeah! back in the saddle again. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV heading out to Oakland.
Very interesting week for the city of Oakland. Not only are they hosting their fifth NBA Finals in a row, their city council voted to decriminalize peyote, ayahuasca, and hallucinogenic mushrooms. More people in Oakland were watching their wallpaper than Game 3.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. She's a beauty.
Aw.
She's Laura. How is the week of Laura going? I missed 2 days. It feels like I'm being cheated out of a week
really
of goodness.
Are. You really are being
goodness,
cheated.
Goodness, good by name, great by reputation.
There it is.
And lots of craziness, too.
So I missed a couple days. How's your birthday week?
Well, we've had a couple of hiccups.
Oh, can we talk about this on the air?
I don't know because I
do. We want to do this.
I love the husband so much.
Oh, it has to do with the husband.
No.
We better get out of here.
He ate my breakfast sausage this morning that
what?
I made and meal prepped last night. That was sad.
The guy he does know that you get up early in the morning and go to work.
He does. He came out.
Matt, say it, Matt.
That is a violation.
It is a violation.
It's a big violation.
that happened. The week of Laura, the middle of it is rocky. Although, it's a little rocky right now. But
because
that's
of the sausage incident?
Well...
Oh, my God.
Other
there's
things
something
happened?
Else? There's something else?
Did MacGyver eat something else again?
No. The dogs actually are very, very, very well behaved.
Okay. Well, that's good. How about the cats?
Cats are perfect. Okay. Horses even better.
Ferrets, everything's okay.
The ferret, the fish, everyone
good.
Is good.
Everything's
lovely.
Good except it's your good. Husband.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to go on record. Oh, I don't actually need a present. It's the thought that counts.
Wait a minute. Really? June 1st, last Saturday, was your birthday.
Yep, but then we actually celebrated and had a dinner on Monday with my whole family.
Okay.
I got a lovely gift from my sister, my nephews, my mom, a little trinket, some cards.
Matt,
me an ice cream cake.
Matt, is she going to say her husband didn't give her a present yet?
We looked at
something to pick out, and I was like, oh, cool. And then he was like, I had all these ideas, and then I just didn't do any of them.
Oh.
He admitted that
wow.
he had all these ideas.
I just kept thinking about them, didn't do any of them.
He couldn't say, oh, are you going to get the biggest present of all on Saturday?
He ate a pound and a half of Laura's breakfast sausage.
He did. In a one pound sitting, and a half in one sitting last
and then
night.
Said and admitted that to her face.
That he didn't give her a present.
But here's the
equally
thing,
as
I still
impressive
love him.
And stupid
is,
at the same time.
Well, here's the thing. This is just so Keith. This is the man who bought me the same watch that I was wearing for Christmas one year.
Right. He bought
like,
it
that
again.
Happened. He like, he, no.
He
like,
thought he, it would look good on you twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
Like he got me the same watch.
Now
your phone's blown up. Look,
no,
it's lighting
Matt's
up.
That's phone.
That's my phone.
Okay. My phone.
All right, I'm
but
sorry.
But no, it is. My sister's texting me.
You.
Now I've only been married for a year and a half only, so I'm not really should be one to criticize a married man of Keith of what almost 11 years.
Almost
now?
11 years.
Yeah. A good guy. A very good guy.
And
he
a very
loved
good
him
guy.
Very much.
So he's got to have something up his sleeve, right?
Have a plan.
That's
he's
the thing.
Have a plan.
That's why I'm not like. Super angry. Like, I'm not angry about it because mm-hmm. I'm like, I wonder, like, what's going on? You know?
Okay, maybe
normally,
it's no big deal.
Because one of our first, like birthday celebrations together, mm-hmm. he actually, and this is the thing, like, I don't need to be, nothing needs to be purchased to make me happy. We were dating. He, like, finger painted me a card.
Aww,
and I thought it was cool. The most adorable thing ever. I still have it.
That's like 12 years ago, though.
Yeah.
No, like almost 15 years ago.
Oh, my.
See, now, I was married for about 25 plus years.
Okay.
The last 10 years when I was totally ignored for 10 years, then I realized it was time to go.
Tom, don't say stuff like that.
I guess I shouldn't have.
No.
You had to go there.
Don't do that.
Here comes phone calls from the
Keith.
Lawyers.
We love Keith.
Okay. Yes.
We do.
But so this is either a slip up, number one,
or
he's
epic,
got something planned.
Epic
exactly.
Surprise. Because it's still the week of Laura, because everybody gets a week.
It's coming.
So that's why it's coming.
Be
yeah.
Like,
let's hope the latter happens here.
Now, if nothing happens for the next 10 years, I'll give you the name of my lawyer.
Oh, my God.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Am I wrong for sitting on a bar stool here doing the show?
No, you're allowed to.
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I
got to
rest my knee. It's starting to throb. I look much shorter. You look much taller.
I'll stand up straight.
There you go.
Like my grandma taught me.
There it is. Shoulders back.
Oh, God, she would whack me, too.
Chest out.
My gram, God Ooh. Bless her. God love her.
Yeah, there you go. Phase two here. What were you guys calling it? Morgan 2.0.
Yes. You are the bionic man.
I was doing, to my daughters, scattered all over the United States,
yes.
I was doing hashtag $6 million man.
There it is.
And they thought that was quite funny. My next phase will be hip surgery, but before that, I'm going to trim off some pounds.
Okay.
Because this knee will allow me to go walking again.
Which is excellent.
And then jogging in our very own sports center. He's dumped a ton of weight.
And
just
that's
walking
just
every
walking
day.
Walking every yeah. day, making sure he gets his steps in, and then living a moderately low-carb lifestyle.
That's right.
So eating more
I'm
fruits,
proud of that guy.
Vegetables, protein. Yeah,
I'm
Rodney's
proud of that
great.
Guy. So I'm reading through some articles today, and I see there's no revenge quite like good, quick, pretty revenge. Frederico Hill was standing in line ordering fried chicken when he overheard a mom and her children behind him say, "We should only order one piece of chicken each or we will end up, quote, like that fat guy in front of us."
Oh, no.
Quick revenge. Frederico bought all the fried chicken in the case. He
no
walked
way.
Out of the restaurant with 15 pieces of fried chicken.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And that woman had to wait 30 minutes for the restaurant to make more.
Ouch.
There you have it.
Ouch.
Revenge can be sweet when it is quick.
I feel like that just reinforces that rule our mothers taught us, that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Amen. National Eyeglassware Day.
Cool.
I do not buy expensive sunglasses for two reasons. When I do, they get stolen. When I'm doing a live broadcast, somebody walks by and takes them. Or when my kids were little, I would leave them on the car seat and they jump into the car and stomp on them. So I wear cheap sunglasses and I'm proud of it.
At night?
Sometimes at night, depending on if my eyes are bloodshot. But
I watched a really interesting documentary on how sunglasses are made. Interestingly enough, they can mostly be traced back to a factory in Italy owned by one family. And there's no differentiation. It's just the label, not the glasses.
So if you buy expensive sunglasses,
it's the same as
because
the
of the label.
Italy, yeah. And or a factory in China.
I was thinking the dollar store in Danville. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but my point is, at the dollar store in Danville,
they're probably made in a factory in Italy.
And or China. Owned by one family.
I'd go with China.
Yeah, I would go with China,
too. No, there's both. Yeah. So, like, there's no differentiation between, like, the plastic Wayfarer Ray-Bans and then the cheap knockoffs.
And the cheap sunglasses. Uh-huh. ZZ Top just saying. Yeah, I don't know. And then the latest thing we have with Blaze Alexander Ford, the sponsor of our good show.
Yes, yes.
They give me a car to drive for 6 to 8 weeks. And and every time they call and say they need the car back, I leave the sunglasses in the sunglass thing. And I do it accidentally. And then I get the new car and it's sunny out and I, oh, dang.
And you leave them.
Yeah.
I've personally picked up your sunglasses multiple places. Front Street Station.
I forget my sunglasses all the time.
The Edison. Yeah. Where else have I brought them back for you? A couple of different places.
Probably some beverage establishments, yes.
Front Street Station, the Edison.
I've been known to leave
maybe
my clothing behind, too. But before I have to explain that. I leave jackets and raincoats and all kinds of things behind. I don't know why.
That's okay.
My mom used to say, if you leave something behind, it means you wish to return.
Mm. Oh, that's sweet.
It is.
That's an old Irish thing, I guess.
I like it.
But anyway, happy National Eyeglass Wear Day. Wear your sunglasses today because you're going to need them. And that's a good thing.
Sweet.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Speaking of a good time.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
The Bloomsburg Summer Nationals.
National.
Be there.
And be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
Because you have to say everything three times.
I know, right?
Oh. We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
All right, great.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Middleburg.
Tanya from Middleburg, you're on the way to Bloomsburg in the Summer Nationals. Tom and Laura in the morning with a late night soundbite. It's not funny when Kimmel tries to get Canadians to trash talk Golden State.
We're talking to Canadians and asking them to trash talk the Warriors. Are you ready? Trash talk.
No. You don't do that here.
Trash talk.
I would not do that against anybody. Canadians don't do that.
Let me hear you trash talk the Warriors a little bit. Trash talk.
No. We are polite. We are Canadians.
I mean, they're a great team. I don't think I can trash talk them. I think they're in the finals for a reason.
Why would I trash talk them? They haven't done nothing wrong to me or my team. All I'm saying is everybody's playing right. So if they want to win, they better play better than us. That's all I can say.
Hey, Drake, take a lesson. There it is. Fifth Harmony, 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Every once in a while, I have to sit down. Are you okay with that, guys?
Yeah,
this is different, but
fine.
I like it.
You look taller from here, Matt. I said that to Laura.
Not everyone's ever said that to me before.
I'm sitting on a bar stool, just kind of like, I should have a beverage in front of me.
I should have brought beverages for you, but are you still taking any painkillers?
No. I didn't take any this time, which is cool.
I mean, it is Thirsty Thursday, so.
Well, yeah, it is that too, so, you know. Yeah.
You'll get that.
No painkillers on Thirsty Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, birthdays. Before we do the birthday buddies, which you guys handled perfectly while I was gone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I didn't know if we could exactly get excitement out of Sean Carey's voice, but he gave it a hearty birthday bunch.
He did. He gave it his all.
He gave it a 110% effort every day he was here.
There you go.
It was excellent.
Celebrity birthdays, if we want to sing. Tom Araya is 58 years old. He is the lead singer for Slayer.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Who else? I guess that's... Jimmy Jam is 60 years old now. You'll never hear Jimmy Jam sing, but he produced most of Janet Jackson's hits. He did some work with Usher, Boyz II Men, Mary J. Blige, Mariah Carey. Even worked with Prince once. TLC, Color Me Bad. The list goes on and on. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis on the combo. My favorite production team of the 80s and 90s. And here's an old one for you. Levi Stubbs. The lead singer of the Four Tops. Sugar Pie, Honey
hey,
Bunch.
Bun, sugar pie.
You know I love you. Oh, yes.
I can't help myself. Yeah. It's time now for birthday buddies.
No one else. Happy birthday to Ann McAllister from Lycans. She's 45 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Mary Pyle from Sealands Grove, 28.
Jason Tweed from Northumberland is 49. Happy birthday.
Brenda Price from Lewisburg is 46 today. Happy birthday.
Michelle Kovach is 53 today.
Joanne Robin from Sheboken is 72. Happy birthday.
Cheyenne Benford from Sunbury is 27 today.
Ruth Phillips from Middleburg is 63.
JT Anderson from Sealands Grove is 48. Happy birthday.
Ethan McLeod is 19 today. Happy birthday.
Thomas Brady Jr. from Sunbury is 35.
Wait, Tom Brady?
Thomas Brady Jr.
Oh.
How'd you like to have the name Tom Brady?
If I'm a Patriot fan, I like it.
Okay. But none of us are.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Sorry, Thomas. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Julie Walker from Freeburg is 56. Happy birthday.
Down the line here, Grace Eisenhart is 55 today. Happy birthday.
Tylen Wright from Middleburg is 27.
Katie Bischak is 36. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Jared Newcomer from Sunbury. He's 25.
Veronica Lentini from Coltmont is 46.
Kayla Peters from Williamsport is 25. Happy birthday.
Called in early this morning, Michelle Klinger of Dalmatia is 51. Happy birthday today.
That's all she wrote.
Nobody on the text club, but everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can call us on the Ford Fun Line, text us at 49330, or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies, Honey Bunch.
I like that, Honey Bunch, on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And we are one day closer to Beer Fest on Saturday in Milton. We are proud media sponsors, and we're going to have a Thirsty Thursday. Covered Bridge is with us now, part of the Riverat Prue Trail. Eric, it's great to have you back again this year.
Yes, love to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in bright and early. Owner and brewmaster Eric from Covered Bridge Brew House, which is located in Shamokin, open this evening and part of the Riverat Prue Trail. What's going on at Covered Bridge since you were here last year?
Quite a bit. We took a cooler out, so we doubled our floor space.
So it's a small, cozy venue.
We're not the biggest one on the trail, I'm sure of that. But we added some boots and we did some revamping, and it's it's still if you like the feel, I think you like it better. So if you didn't check it out in the last 2 weeks, you should check it out.
Okay, good. Well, I haven't been. I think the last time I was in for my dose of coconut porter was a couple months back.
Uh-huh.
But I appreciated the coziness, but I understand why you needed more floor space.
and tables, and you can bring your own food.
We all kind of would like huddle around like in the one corner, but it's good. It's good. So Beer Fest this weekend. Tom, the weather looks great.
The weather looks absolutely great.
Perfect.
And thus, the ticket sales have spiked incredibly. When Vanessa comes in later, we'll find out if we are sold out, but sold like 60 tickets, near 60 the other day.
Yeah, just in an afternoon. So if you haven't purchased your Milton Beer Fest tickets, you should log on right now. You can do it at WQKX.com. Click on that link. It'll take you right to the ticket site or visit MiltonPA.org. It is a Thirsty Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're proud media sponsors, like you said, Tom, but also we are proud local beer drinkers.
We are proud local beer drinkers. And Eric, you brought three to sample today, and we'll do it Facebook Live, but what did you bring?
I brought the surprise, the coconut water.
Which is your signature beer.
Here's the thing. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's awful. You should just let me drink it. I'm going to have to take one for the team.
Wait, you stop doing that.
I'm going to take one for the team.
Because we know you don't mean it.
I'm going to take one for the team.
You can have it. Just give me a little sip.
You're so nice to me.
There you go.
Thank you.
What else did we bring, Eric?
Then I brought the Opa Pils. I thought it's a good gateway beer for people that want to get into the craft brew, and people that like craft brew really like it. So it's I brought that. And then I brought a black IPA.
Oh, now what's that?
That's a dry hop with a ton of hops all in the end. So not too bitter, but a lot of hop flavor.
Okay.
A lot of hoppiness
right.
there.
Cool.
All right. And
hoppiness equals happiness.
There you go. Covered Bridge, part of Beer Fest in Milton on Saturday. And we'll do it Facebook Live in about 30 minutes. But Eric, take a seat on the couch and thanks for coming in today.
All right. Thanks.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. It's a thirsty Thursday, and the room is filling up, not necessarily with brewski, but with brewers. And Vanessa, and we'll talk to Vanessa in just a bit. Morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Another thirsty Thursday.
But I'm a little bit sad. It's our last thirsty Thursday.
I know. I think this should be every Thursday for the rest of our lives.
We say that every year. That Vanessa just needs to come every Thursday. Mm-hmm. She has an excuse to go to work late, and we're just going to have breakfast beverages.
But does she really?
No, she does.
All right, sounds good.
That all goes for a good cause. It's all right.
Yeah, there you go.
All for a good cause.
Beer Fest is Saturday. We'll check on ticket sales in just a bit. And still to come, we'll talk to Covered Bridge, and we will feature, we did talk to Covered Bridge, Eclipse, and we'll have them both Facebook Live, right?
Yes, indeed. We're sampling some of the finest brews from Sunbury and Shamokin this morning. And of course, Saturday, Beer Fest. Get your tickets now. Visit MiltonPA.org.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX on a thirsty Thursday. You're on the way to work. You're driving to work. And these two people on the radio, three if you count News Guy Matt, are sampling beer. Life just isn't fair. But we say, oh, well, somebody's got to do it. It might as well be us.
It's a hardship.
It's a hardship.
I say that often. It's so, our lives are so hard in May and also leading into early June when we are forced and we struggle through tasting all of the beers that are brought in every Thursday. It's rough, but someone's got to do it.
And a tougher job than that, doing a morning show and tasting beer, has to be brewing that beer. That's got to be the toughest job in the world. And we have Curtis and Thad Benner from Eclipse with us. Guys, how is your job?
The job's pretty good. I think we're going to go with pretty good.
Brewing beer's okay, guys?
It's okay.
Yeah, that's good.
It's been a year since we've seen you. What's new at Eclipse?
What's new at Eclipse? Well, last time we were here, we weren't even really a company.
Yeah,
we that's true. You were just starting. Yeah. Right,
and November 1st was our opening date. And since then, we've been having fun, like creating new beers and trying things out. And then, then you do a next iteration and then you try to make the beer a little bit better. That's where the fun's at. And then when you get the next beer and it's better, you go, oh, gives you goosebumps.
There it is. That feeling that you're accomplishing something, men.
I have to say the T-shirts that both gentlemen are sporting are lovely.
Yes.
And the fact that they are the oldest brewing company in Sunbury.
Yes.
The oldest.
That's something to be proud of.
Sunbury's oldest craft brewery.
And do you ever mention how old you are, or do you just say you're the oldest brewery in Sunbury?
The oldest brewery. Yeah.
And just leave it at that.
We just leave it at that.
Okay, good. And remind everybody that Yingling is not in Sunbury.
Yingling is not in Sunbury. That's a whole different county.
Not even in the county.
Can't be confused with us at all.
Okay, there you go. So you're both the oldest at something. You will be part of Beer Fest?
Yes. Beer Fest in Milton. We can't wait. It's one of our favorite ones. And it's like, it's a great time of year because it's usually not so hot, you know, and it's... Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day. But even if it's not, we're going to drink beer in our raincoats.
Right? That's the thing. We had a concert last year when we were celebrating our 40th birthday, and it poured the whole day. Right. People then don't come out. Here's the thing. Everybody who showed up, they were so happy because there were still beverages and good music.
Yes.
Who cares if you get a little wet? Wear your galoshes.
This year it's not going to happen. Sunny, lower humidities, temperatures about 80. Boom.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
Good beer drinking weather?
We pair beer with wind, rain, sun. So
Some
good
people
weather,
have, yeah.
Fair
some
weather.
Oh, it's almost like
beer
the
pairs with anything.
Right. It's almost like what the Pony Express and the post office through wind, sun, rain, any go. Weather. Eclipse Brewing is there for you.
That's right.
I like it. I also like Oldest Brewery in Sunbury.
I do too.
Too.
Well,
we're gonna go Facebook.
Yes,
live.
We are. Head on over to the 94KX Facebook page. We are going to go Facebook Live, guys. What are we trying today from Eclipse?
We brought a breakfast coffee porter.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. And we also brought our fan favorite, the Thorny Prick. It's a raspberry honey ale.
And you just wanted to say Thorny Prick on the radio. That's all you wanted to do.
It's because
the government approved it.
They did, and it's because raspberry bushes, it's a raspberry beer, it has prickers.
Yes. Yeah.
Of course it does.
It has prickers.
There it is.
All right, Thorny Prick coming up. Tom and Laura in the morning.
And then one other beer we have is a sour.
Oh, cool.
A sour.
And are you
sour.
Allowed to say that name too?
I don't know, can we?
Uh-oh.
It's called the Brave Tart.
The Brave Tart.
We are introducing exclusively at the Milton Brew Festival our brand new four fruit ale.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Be there.
Okay.
Yes. We'll do it Facebook Live and we'll talk about how you can get tickets.
That
with
one
Vanessa.
Will be called a Berry Juicy Bush.
Oh, my Lord. All right. A Thorny Prick and a Berry Juicy Bush coming up next. Facebook Live.
Approved by the federal government. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And for those of you Facebook Live with us on a Thirsty Thursday, quite the unique selection, not only in taste, but in name. And a big thank you to Covered Bridge and Eclipse Brewing for being with us as the glasses continue to clink. Vanessa, we're running out of time if we want to get tickets.
We are. We're also running out of time for Thirsty Thursday. I'm really going to miss you guys.
At times, every year we say the same thing. We wish Thirsty Thursday was every Thursday all year long. We love when Vanessa comes to visit us.
Well, with the River Rat Brew Trail, it is possible to maybe continue this.
Yeah,
and,
maybe.
Make it a big event once a year for the Milton Beer Fest. But for the rest of the year, invite locals here because there are, we counted 13 on the River Rat Brew Trail. Is that about right? That's
yeah.
about right.
Yep. And
wow.
passports are available now for the River Rat Brew Trail, which mm-hmm. is in conjunction with the Visitors Bureau. Kind of an awesome promotion. You can go and get a leather coaster, a sample, and then if you visit all of the participating breweries, you get either like a shirt or a hoodie at
yeah.
the end.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. It's so cool. Yeah. And that's what, $35?
It's $35. Yeah, yeah. it's great. And it's especially if you have a bar at home, you can have a collector's set of coasters.
There you go.
And
all right, be honest with us. How's your stress level?
I'm okay. You know, this breakfast beer is helping a little bit.
Helping the stress.
Good.
No, but you know what? The best part about planning events like this is all the people you're going to see and the beer you're going to drink at the end of it. So, and I can't thank you guys enough. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, you guys are amazing. And we love working with you. Thank you for being our media sponsor. And I can't thank our other sponsors enough, the River at Brew Trail especially, and all the brewers that participated in Thirsty Thursday, quenching our thirst every morning.
Yes.
Every Thursday morning.
Hashtag breakfast beers.
There you go.
And the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Dirdak Brothers, and M&T Bank. And again, last but not least, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. Again,
thank you.
A beautiful sunny day on the way Saturday. Low humidity, temperatures about 80 degrees. You couldn't ask for better weather for Milton Beer Fest.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect, you guys. I can't wait to see you there.
Visit MiltonPA.org. But do you know what? We should probably give one last friendly four-pack of tickets away.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little generous today. Must be this Eclipse brew I have in my hand.
But what color are we going to take this morning?
Let's do number 5.
Ooh. Caller number 5.
Caller number 5 right now in the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Last pair of tickets. Friendly 4-pack, I should say, to Milton Beer Fest. Good luck.
We have another winner.
Good morning, caller number 5.
All right.
Who is this on the Ford Fun Line?
This is Roger.
Hey, Roger, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from actually Delano today.
Oh, wow. Down there in Delano, down in the coal region. What are you doing on Saturday?
It sounds like I'm going to have a really good time on
Yay!
Saturday.
Yay!
Yes, you are. Congratulations. You just won 4 tickets to the Milton Beer Fest and 4 River Rat Brew Trail passports. Do you think you can rally up some friends to go with you?
I have no problem with that at all.
Congratulations, Roger.
Thank you so much, guys.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. As we wind down, we don't want to forget June 6th, 1944, D-Day. News guy Matt, an incredible interview this morning with Harold Hendricks of Sunbury. 97 years old. And
99, actually.
99?
Yeah.
Oh, my 99. Goodness. An incredible story about that man and his service during World War II. And two other stories I dug up this morning. A 97-year-old World War II vet actually parachuted back into Normandy to celebrate the anniversary.
It's okay, sir?
Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful drive, beautiful jump, beautiful flight. Everything was perfect. I honor those who didn't come back, who were wounded, who walked away from it, who were deceased. Those are the guys who are the heroes.
97-year-old veteran from San Diego flew into Normandy and parachuted onto the beach.
That's really cool.
That's an amazing story. And if you're into music, a 90-year-old World War II vet wrote a song called The Shores of Normandy. Now, his name is Jim Radford. He was only 15 years old when he stormed the beaches of Normandy aboard a British ship. He was 15.
Oh, my gosh.
Years old. He is the youngest known participant in the storming of the beach at Normandy. He recorded a song about it, and he recorded the song years ago, but nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
This week, it is the number one downloaded song in the UK.
As the years pass by, I can still recall the men I saw that day who died upon that blood-soaked sand where now sweet children play. And those of you who were unborn, who've lived in liberty, remember those who made it so on the shores of Normandy.
Isn't that amazing?
Stop it. I have a little alcohol in me and I might get misty.
I've got goosebumps. Let us not forget D-Day. Wrapping up a Thirsty Thursday, Sean Carey is next, where he belongs. Sean, I owe you, buddy. Thank you for filling in the last couple days.
It was fun. Had a blast.
We had a good time, didn't we?
Well, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm thirsty right now. Like I'm fun. Thirsty.
Oh, yes. Thank you for coming in early. We have extra brewski.
There are brewskis, some breakfast libations over on the table next to the couch.
Okay. There you go.
Awesome.
And so, yeah, sample that throughout the day. And
midday will sound really loose today.
Is it because of the brewski or lack of sleep?
No, actually, your sleep's good. We're good.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, slept until 5:30 this morning.
Thank you for filling in. I have to give you some kind of reward. I don't know what yet. So maybe I'll give you my cane when I'm done using it.
Your golf putter.
That's what I'm going to use it for when I'm done.
Multitask stick.
Or to shake it in kids' faces and say, get off my lawn. Get off my lawn. There you go. Sean Carey is next, where he belongs. We'll be back tomorrow for Flashback Friday.
Yes, we will. Also, it's a Figo Friday. We'll be chit-chatting with our pal Chelsea. And on Saturday, there's that thing going on.
There's that thing with beer.
It's in the afternoon.
What is it called?
I can't really
again?
Remember what it
Guys,
is.
Guys, what is it called again?
Milton Beer Fest.
Yay!
There you go. See you Saturday there.
Bye.